Licking fingers for presidents, fixing counting. Decadence, money's guilty. Innocence, I'm a failure. I'm a savior.
One day on a lark, decides to get rowdy, get real violent. Takes a vacay up to Amity Island. Sunshine, lotion, fun in the sun, blood in the ocean. Everybody run, cause it's crazy how few fucks this shark gives. He'll eat naked ladies, he'll eat little kids. Oh no. and keeping the community safe is a guy named Brody and his pal Richard Dreyfuss. Jaws don't know that a storm's gonna come. He just wants everyone to be his chum. Get it? Get it? The mayor don't care if the townsfolk die. He doesn't want to spoil the 4th of July. He's like, everyone cool it and go for a swim. But holy shit, here comes that fin singing Jaws is here. It's called Jaws. Jaws is here. Here is Jaws.
He is a shark who fights the law.
He was in a movie that everyone saw. Long story short, the beach gets closed. The mayor's like, okay, yeah, this blows. Suddenly Jaws has got a price on his head. But the wrong little shark baby ends up dead. It was Jaws' little brother. Now he's pissed. The mayor just shot to the top of his list. He sneaks in his house in the middle of the night. And he eats that fucker in a single bite. Golly. So Brody's in charge. He knows the real killer is still at large. So he and the Dreyfuss make a decision. They're going on a mission. They're gonna go fishing for Jaws. A man named Quint lets him use his boat on the condition that he be the one to cut Jaws' throat. Cause he was a sailor back in World War II, and Jaws ate his entire crew. Whoa, Jaws is here. Here is Jaws.
He is a shark without a cause.
He was in a movie called Jaws. Jaws is here. On the sea, they wait all night. Where could Jaws be? He's nowhere in sight. Dreyfuss decides to go down in a cage, and Jaws shows up in a full-on rage. He tears up the cage like paper in a shredder, while Dreyfuss makes his wetsuit wetter. He hides behind a rock like a cowardly prick, and he doesn't come back until the end of the flick. Brody's like, we're gonna need a bigger boat, so they go back home and get a bigger boat. The biggest boat that's ever sailed, gonna kick Jaws' ass, or I guess his tail. Yeah, his tail. But oh my shit, Jaws jumps out and Quint gets bit right in half like a Kit Kat bar. Up in the sky, there's a shooting star. That's Quint, up in heaven, he's a star now. Brody's angry, he's all like, fuck it. He takes a harpoon and welds it to a rocket. Jaws' last words are,
whoa, respect.
Then he explodes and it's a pretty good effect. Yeah, Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws.
He was a shark without a cause.
He was in a movie, you should watch it, it's called Jaws. Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws.
He was a shark who fought the law.
He was in a movie that everyone saw.
He was in a movie that everyone saw.
He was in a movie that everyone saw. Jaws is dead. Long live Jaws.
He was a shark without a cause.
He was in a movie called Jaws.
Jaws is dead.
The Academy Awards.
Long live Jaws.
He was robbed.
He was a shark without a cause.
Sharks exist in real life.
slack.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, on the campus of Tufts University. This is Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future of rock and roll. You know what? I had a conversation on TikTok with somebody, well, it was a comment on his comment, who was saying, you know, kids don't form bands anymore, and there's, and rock is dead. He actually said rock is dead. You know what? If you think rock is dead, you're dead wrong, because there is so much great brand new rock. You've heard some of it already today. The Warning, Larkin Poe. Oh, this Plush. I don't know if I'll even get to Plush, because I'm going to go back in time. We've been neglecting the past. We've been neglecting the birth of rock and roll. The birth of rock and roll. Rocket 88. The very first rock and roll song. There's people will argue with you on other songs, but I don't want to argue, because I like thinking that this one is. So Rocket 88, Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, which was actually Ike Turner's band, but Jackie Brenston sang and played piano. And the reason why it's considered the first rock and roll song ever is the use of distortion. The guitar is actually distorted in it. And that was supposedly, the legend has it, that the amplifier was strapped to the top of the car and fell off, and the speaker cone cracked. And when they brought it into the studio, which was the slight precursor to Sun Studio, by the way, which is the birthplace of rock and roll, they stuffed a pillow in it or something along those lines, but it had this distorted sound, and they're like, hey, that sounds pretty good. And they did it. So, without further ado, I think we're going to go through the 60s, the 50s, the 60s, and maybe the 80s. I don't know. Maybe the 70s. We'll see. We've got 35 minutes left. Roots and Resurgence. Here is the past of rock and roll.
¶¶
if you heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and streaming worldwide online. This is Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future of rock and roll. And I've had a two-hour show today, which is great for me because I get to spread my wings a little. I always feel confined in that 1 hour. That said, I'll take 1 hour here any day. I love doing this. This is my favorite part of the week. I don't get, you know, we don't get paid for this. This is volunteer work. And it's a passion project. So I'm kind of taking you through the decades. That was on a whim. It just kind of happened. And we started with that trip through the decades with Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with the first rock and roll song, Rocket 88. That was in the 50s. Then we went to the 60s with The Who and I Can See 4 Miles. And, of course, the 70s. Bruce Springsteen with Born to Run. Born to Run. If you're alive, you hear that song way too much. But if you listen to that song, it's a masterpiece. It is deserving of, I don't know, it's deserving. It's Bruce Springsteen. I can't imagine being the person that wrote that song. It captures the, the feeling that I got back in the 70s. I was a kid, but the people around me, and even into the 80s with the, you know, we were all into cars and, driving around and stuff like that. And of course, you know, the various relational interplays in between cars. Love that song. I said a lot about that, so I'm going to move on. Let's see. This is Roots and Resurgence. I said that. We are the past, present, and future of rock and roll. And I have a little thing called 51 Delta IFM, which is my sort of umbrella of some of my coming musical projects. 51D IFM on the old TikTok. And join. I'm going to be streaming live at some point, just, not paid or anything, just for fun. When I get to a certain amount of followers, I can do that, and it will be fun. So, hang tight for a second. There is no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Banks Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. Okay. So we saw the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. No, now we're going to the 80s. You know this song. 101.5 WMFO in Medford, and of course streaming worldwide online. This has been Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future of rock and roll, with a double shot of the show. But you got a lot of music and a lot less of me talking, right? So bonus for everybody. I want to say hello to Nicole and Christoph living... Oh, where are you now? I think you're in New Jersey now. I'm not entirely sure. You guys move around an awful lot. We heard Muse with Uprising, and that was from 2009. So they almost covered the 2000s and the 2010s. All right, we'll go with that. We heard Def Leppard from the 1980s, and that was the beginning of the set. We're going to go out with a band called Plush. They are, they're good. They're so good. This song is Barracuda. This song is actually a song by Heart, but if you listen to this girl's voice, I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, Moria Formica, I think, Formica. Anyways, she does Ann Wilson maybe even a little better than Ann Wilson. Shh, don't tell anybody I told you that. All right, have a good night. Be kind to each other, and I'll see you next week. This is Plush.
as her body was still.